With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A severe tornado outbreak that began midweek has continued to make its way throughout the South and Midwest, claiming at least seven lives, five in Tennessee, one in Indiana, and one in Missouri. Multiple destructive tornadoes, some potentially rated EF3 or stronger, have destroyed homes and knocked out power with dozens of injuries reported. Three alleged MS-13 gang members have been federally charged in connection with a killing a decade ago in Florida. In Fort Lauderdale, Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Look at these three guys. They thought they got away with it for almost a decade, but they did not. Thanks to the great men and women of law enforcement, they were found, they were arrested, and if convicted, they will never see the light of day again.
Bondi, speaking to WPLG, she warned gang members in the U.S. illegally that authorities will be coming after them. Also at SRNNews.com, economist Stephen Moore says it's laughable to hear U.S. trading partners accuse President Trump of launching a trade war with his new tariffs.
Well, wait a minute. We're not waging the trade war. Their tariffs are, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 times higher than ours are. So I do believe at the end of the day, Trump is using this kind of weapon of tariffs to get other countries to create a level playing field to treat us fairly.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. For space tourists back on Earth after orbiting over the North and South Poles, their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific off the Southern California coast earlier. Bitcoin investor Chung Wang bought the 3.5-day flight for an undisclosed price. He invited along a Norwegian filmmaker, a German robotics researcher, and an Australian polar guide. This is SRN News. Virtual Church has a big fan.
You might have appreciated streaming worship services during the pandemic, or even now, depending on your needs. But nobody likes Virtual Church more than a guy who's been stuck in outer space. Astronaut Butch Wilmore, who's planned 1 week trip to the International Space Station last year, stretched into 9 months due to technical problems, says watching services from his hometown Providence Baptist Church in Texas helped sustain his faith during that long ordeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ohio are working on a package of bills designed to roll back the LGBT agenda, with special attention being paid to the promotion of transgenderism in public schools. Troy McIntosh, a spokesman for the Ohio Center for Christian Virtues, says the legislation is being fueled by parents' anger over how social issues are being taught. Other states taking similar action include Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. The Gaza war grinds on as Israel turns up the heat on Hamas. The Israelis are trying to force the terrorists to release the remaining hostages they're still holding.
Israel says it struck a Hamas command and control center in northern Gaza. AP cameras were outside a Gaza City hospital as ambulances arrived carrying injured people and bodies wrapped in blankets. Streams of residents were moving from northern Gaza to the west and south after the Israeli military warned that it planned to work with extreme force during ground operations there. Israeli forces have been expanding their strikes and evacuation orders in recent days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they are establishing a new security corridor across Gaza to pressure Hamas, suggesting they will cut off the southern city of Rafah. I'm Jennifer King.
Search teams in Myanmar continue their work and have recovered more bodies from the ruins of buildings a week after a massive earthquake killed more than 3,300 people. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.